Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters, your financial advisory program. Just as note and to remember, EMM, Everyday Money Matters, is a financial literacy program. As such, answers to questions should not be considered as financial advice, but merely the opinions of our guests. Kindly consult your financial advisor for your personal business financial related issues. And now that you've heard that, if you have anything that has to do with money, saving money, growing money, keeping money, then Everyday Money Matters is the show for you. Do listen up and call any of these numbers with your questions. Do call 0809-191-3913 and of course 0809-222-0913. Don't forget there's also 0809-234-5913, which is also our WhatsApp number, or any of these landline numbers, 236-7913-280-2913 and of course 280-3913. Don't forget Twitter and social media at Lagos Talks 913. Join the conversation there. Don't forget to add Naira Metrics as well. Yes, brought to you the first 15 minutes of this show by Binomo. Yes, an online trading platform accessible on your computer, your iOS and Android device. Winner of multiple awards and giving you the opportunity to trade at the lowest amounts possible. Minimum account start from 1,805 Naira. Investment starting from 361 Naira. More than 40 different assets to trade from, according to the people of Binomo. And also, hey, you can become a client very easily. All you have to do is go to www.binomo.com. Apparently, according to them, it's very easy and simple to sign up. You could also start up for free, apparently, and get a demo account worth 360,500 Naira, basically the equivalent $1,000. Now you can use this free account and take the opportunity to familiarize yourself with Binomo's platform and understand how it works risk-free. Also, go to binomo.radio. That's binomo.radio, binomo.radio, and a YouTube channel, and find short videos and instructions on how to use the platform. Yes, in the building today we have Ugo Dre Obi-Chukwu from Naira Metrics, the money man. How you doing this morning?
great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm still recovering from that your smile last week about doing well in the quarter, because my smile is not as wide, and I'm wondering, what do I need to do? I have a series of questions I need to ask you to improve my financial status.
But you've been laughing all morning.
Well, not because of the bank, trust
me. You've been laughing and you're smiling all morning.
Well, for other reasons that have not to do with accounts. I want to go from red to green. How about that?
So, I saw a funny video on LinkedIn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there was this guy.
Yeah?
And he was trying to propose to his
Okay.
In the mall.
Okay. Yeah.
And then
it didn't quite
You know, prepared for it. He was dressed really well.
Yeah, yeah.
In native.
Uh-huh.
The girl was wearing nice shorts and top, beautiful tall girl.
Yeah.
Tall guy too, perfectly matched. So, and then he just popped it up. So like, he just popped it.
Will you marry me?
Just knelt down.
Yeah.
Aww.
And then,
what did she say? Show me your account details.
I can show you.
Wait. Oh my goodness. Yeah, that was not a good. Oh,
all
wow.
Hell let loose.
Yeah. She jabbed him.
She actually started beating him up. Like,
wow.
So, how exactly is there a way of proposing? Like,
yes.
How do you, you know, balance this?
Yes.
So, you must have invested a lot of time and energy
It's all has to do with your account.
So, is it? Sadiq.
Yes. Just
are you relating love to account details?
I'm saying, Prince, look, if this guy had printed his account details on that shirt he was wearing, I doubt the reaction would have been
that
the same.
That is not true.
Really? Really?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
Hey,
his account details got
it.
This is.
It has everything
to do with
it.
This is a case of timing, love gone wrong.
Oh.
Karma.
That slap seemed like that seemed like, how dare you propose to me with that kind of account? That's what that looks like. I mean, why would you try to slap someone that proposed to you? There has to be a reason.
Are you saying you can't propose to a girl, Paul?
No, it's nothing. You can, Eh? Yeah, the same way you can jump off a cliff, but is that a good idea? No.
Why? Come on, like, there's been so many, like, billionaires who started out really poor. Like, they all started together for nothing.
But that was a potential. Maybe in this case, there's a no potential. Let's go to the phone lines. They're ringing already. Please don't mind me. I'm not being 100% serious here. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
Sounds like who you are.
Hello, I'm calling from Ikola.
You're calling from where? Ikota?
Ikola.
Ah, Ipaja. Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling Everyday Money Matters. So, do you have a question for the money man? Or do you want to propose?
To win the
Binomo. Okay. Imagine, I've not even...
All these Chelsea fans, you see?
Well, I've not even reached that side yet, but okay, let me iterate. I was going to wait at least we're getting to the close to the end of the show. But hey, like we know, first 15 minutes is brought to you by Binomo, and they do have a giveaway today. Like I mentioned earlier, if you want to win yourself a Chelsea jersey signed by Moses, Victor Moses, Nigeria's own international Chelsea star, then all you have to do is answer a simple question when you do call in, all right? It's going to be a true or false question. Don't worry, I won't make it too difficult. It'll be as easy as possible, but it'll have to do with Binomo and something that I've shared with you this morning. How about that? So do call into the show if you want to win and if you also want to ask questions as well. Hello, good morning. Hey, Chineke, me. Hello, good morning. Oh, my goodness. Right. Okay, fine. While we're waiting for that to happen. Okay, let's do this. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hey, what's really going on?
Good morning.
On? Good morning.
My name is Obina Okafor.
Hey, Obina Okafor, the Lord.
Somebody proposed and they slapped the person.
Yeah, so in a mall, sir. Impossible. Said it's because he doesn't have money.
He don't get money now.
I mean, what other reason? Why do you think that would happen? What is the possible reason?
I've been trying to understand what is happening, but it's crazy. The guy must have taken his time, bought the ring, dressed up fine, took out to
the
mall.
Maybe the ring was too small.
And it's this kind of all this long designer native. That's what the guy wants.
He should have spent the money on the ring.
One green native like that. Yeah. It was properly starched.
Oh, you saw it, eh? You've seen the video, right?
With blades by the side. Those kind of statue, we say, if you pass it for road, like
you can use it to cut bread. But all that did not work. You should have spent the money on the ring. That's what we've been advised.
Yes. I called for the gift, Charlie.
I
called and I missed it with just 300 and something naira.
With just a whisker.
You missed it with 300 and something naira.
If I could check Google, network come up to my phone. Just crazy.
Well, at least you're being honest about it. Don't worry, this week is going to be even easier. Are you ready for your question?
No, make it harder.
Let me just ask you a simple true or false question, right?
Okay.
So now, does Binomo have more than 40 different assets to trade? True or false?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have more than 40 different assets to trade? That's the online trading company Binomo. Do they have over 40 different assets to trade?
That's a tough one, eh?
I just mentioned it.
Okay, they do. Yes.
So, yes, you think they do?
Yeah.
No, the answer is true or false.
It's true or false, true or false. Which one? Is it true? It's true. Is that your final answer?
Are you sure?
It's your final answer.
Are you sure this is not another 300 missed?
Don't scare.
You have one more chance to change your answer.
I don't have any chance.
You've locked it in. All right. Let us ask the Binomo Oracle. Is it correct? Hey, congratulations! Congratulations, Okafo. You are the winner of the wonderful jersey, Chelsea jersey, courtesy Binomo. It is autographed, by the way. But do hold on. Stay on by Victor Moses. It's not a small something. It's not just the jersey. It's the jersey with an autograph, which means the jersey's value have doubled. How about that?
But how can I be wearing a jersey with someone's signature walking
walking around on it.
Then you don't have to wait. You have to keep the thing inside glass, because in a couple of years, when Victor Moses have old, it will be very, very expensive.
that's
exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Investments. That's what we're talking about.
Nice,
so
nice,
say
nice.
A big thank you to Benomo for providing you with this wonderful jersey. How about that?
Benomo, thanks a lot.
All right, man. But hold on, stay on the line. I do have to get your details, okay? So just keep listening. Right. Hold on, don't hang up, all right?
All right,
thank you. Right, so while I'm getting the details, Chineke me. Sorry, yeah, slight, these things happen. While I'm getting his details, there should be a camera, like, they should be like, slapping me like that. Yeah, I know. I shall propose to do things better, I promise. Well, let me ask the first question of the week. Right, now, this one is from, I don't see a name, but he says, I would like to know what your counsel is on how to identify stocks that give 10% yield annually, and it's safe for such a long period that was cited in an article. Okay.
I think he's referring to...
Yeah, there's this article. It says, if at the age of 25 I had invested 8,000 every month at an interest rate of 10% without withdrawals, by this time I got to age of 65, I would be worth 50 million naira. So that's what he's talking about. So kindly
this guy
refer...
just wants to hammer.
Yeah. So while you're answering that, let me talk to our man on the... Yeah, so what should he do?
All right. So to pick stocks that can get you 10% return... Very tough, because in the stock market you win some and then you lose some. Sometimes you can actually make more than 10%, and then there are times that you can make less. In fact, you can actually even make a loss. So, but what do you do to really get 10% pop on a stock? Yeah, so to get 10% returns on a stock, what I typically do is I tend to look for stocks that are undervalued. Right, so to identify a stock that's undervalued, you have to look at a number of things on the fundamental level.
Okay,
so you want to look at the price earnings ratio of that stock. So price earnings ratio basically is if a stock is priced at 20 naira and the stock's earnings per share, that is how much the company has made in terms of profit divided by all the company's shares. So if you're a shareholder, how much do you earn per share?
Okay.
Per share that you own there. So if it's say 4 naira, right? It means your price earning ratio is 5 times. So that means you're paying 5 times for the earnings of that stock.
Okay.
So that's really one of the best ways to know whether a stock is expensive or not.
Or not.
So you can be paid 20 times. There are some that you can pay 30 times.
The actual value.
Yeah. So some stocks are highly priced like that, because some investors think those stocks are very good. So they just price it really high.
Really high. Okay.
Or they believe that there's a good prospect for that stock.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there are some that within that range. So for banks, for example, banking stocks are always currently, they are within 4 and 9. Okay, 9 times. Okay. So let me give you an example. So if you notice that Zenith Bank and GT Bank, so maybe GT Bank is usually typically has higher pricing. So
okay.
Let's say GT Bank is 7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then Zenith Bank is 4.
4, okay.
Then you know, that's too far apart. So there's every likelihood that Zenith Bank should be around 5 or 6.
Okay.
So you now go and buy, because you know that eventually
it will come.
Investors
down.
Will see it and say,
there's something
bank should be moving closer
to GT Bank.
In terms of multiple.
Okay.
But you notice first.
Yeah.
So you buy. So by the time it moves up, you can make a 10% gain.
Nice.
And then you go out, okay? And then, so that's usually the easiest way. So sometimes you look at those multiples and you see some, but you got to also have it at the back of your mind that it has to be companies that actually do well, that you know would always post a higher earnings per share.
Okay.
Because
okay, so
the higher
you
it
have
goes
to look
every
at the history
quarter,
of the
exactly,
company,
the
right?
better. Okay. So that's just one way. There's several other ways as well, but I mean, you want to enroll our Money Hack series. Though we've closed for this month though, but maybe in September. There's gonna be another class in September.
Nice. Right, back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. I'm so sorry. All right, do try calling back. Yes, next question here. It says,
what if that guy just give that woman shares?
Say, look, take these shares of this company.
No, it's penny stocks. Bye.
But Ashear's sexy. Ashear's sexy. Like, look, somebody just gives you shares.
As long as
say, you go and meet your sweetheart and say, sweetheart, I really love you.
Take this.
I just put 5 million naira in a mutual fund for you. But you can access it till after 10 years. And I just love
that. That's actually a funny one. You know what? I'd like to know if you think, especially women out there, would you like that sort of investment? If someone told you they invested 5 million, but said you can't touch it in 10 years, until 10 years, would you accept? Look, as long as the money is there, Sha, I think I'll be
okay.
Happy.
So 5 million in 10 years, or 500,000 today?
I'll take 5 million in 10 years. Actually, no, I have to calculate inflation. I have to cut. You know what? You've done some very bad things to my mind, Igodre.
Like somebody, like you tell your girlfriend, say, look, here's the plan I've got for you.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I've been listening to Igodre for some time. I want to be a very solid investor. I want to invest in your future.
I want to invest in
you. But here's the plan. But you've always, you want money and all that. Okay. You know what? You have two things. I give you 500,000 today, and that's it. Or I invest 5 million for you. You're gonna see it in a mutual fund,
okay?
But you can't touch it
till 10
after
years.
10 years.
Actually, I'll take the
boy.
Mutual
you must
fund.
Be dating me though.
Up. Wait, at the time that thing matures, you must still be dating. No, let's go to the phone. Hello. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Right, more questions. It says, hi, Narrometrics. Keep up the good work. Could you please explain offered an allocation in this sentence? And the sentence reads, it refers to a bond, though. Says, thank you, 60 billion was offered, but total allocation amounted to 31.22 billion. The highest level of subscription was for February 2028 bond, where 47.53 billion was subscribed for, but 21 billion was allotted. So it wants you to explain offered and allocation in this particular sentence. So
pretty straightforward now. So okay. So the government, when they want to sell treasury bills, or bonds, CBN can say, okay, look, we have 50 billion. That's what we want to raise.
Okay.
That's offer.
Okay, that's
we
the
want to
offer.
Raise 50 billion.
Okay.
And so maybe we're in a bullish market when a lot of people want to invest.
Mm-hmm.
People are looking for where to stash money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then people now subscribe 60 billion.
Ah, that's oversubscribed.
Over the 50 billion that they want.
Okay.
So the government now says, okay, we want 50. You're giving us 60.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll do 55. So that's allocation.
Oh. Okay, so offer just is what they come out
with. Yeah, it's what they initially want to
this
sell.
This is what
subscription is what people want to do.
Okay.
And then allocation is
what
they eventually decide to give out.
Okay.
And so usually when they do that allocation, it's proportionate. So they do it proportionately to how much
how much was subscribed.
All that. So everybody kind of like gets equal and then they return the difference. That's
right.
How it works.
First 15 minutes of the show over, brought to you by Binomo.
Mm-hmm.
And congratulations to all three of our winners. And just in case, you know, we either got the numbers wrong or we can't get in touch with you, you can come over at least within 2 weeks with valid identification to our office here at number 26 Keffi Street to pick up your prize. Just in case we don't get in touch with you or in contact with you, but do come down as well if you feel like within 2 weeks, but make sure it's within office hours and do ask for Catherine. I repeat, ask for Catherine, and she'll be able to give you information and provide you with your jerseys.
You know what, Sadiq, let me train one as well.
Yeah.
If you have invested in Binomo,
mm-hmm.
and you've got a good experience,
yeah,
why don't you share with us?
Hey, how about that?
And who knows, we might give you a ticket.
Hey, really? I like that.
For the class.
Hey, that's very nice, very nice. So you've heard it. If you have invested or you're currently investing in Binomo, hey, Godre is bringing this for you, saying share your experience and you never know, you might actually get a ticket to the next masterclass on the Money Hack. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastico. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's been it. Thank you, Binomo, for sponsoring the first 15 minutes. Just as a reminder, it's an online trading platform, multiple award winners, and they have, like I mentioned earlier, and Okafor now knows by heart, over 40 different assets to actually trade. Now, trading never stops on this particular platform. It's free education, free online support. You can compete with other traders in daily tournaments. There are advanced analytical tools that you can also use. And it is also quite easy to sign up, according to them. Just go to binomo.com and you could also start up for free. Now, you sign up for free and get 360,500 naira in virtual money, the equivalent of $1,000, which you have to use anyhow you feel like to familiarize yourself with Binomo platform, understand how it works, learn how to make a couple of bucks, and you could also, to get more information, go to binomo.radio. That's binomo.radio. And you could get many videos on how to start up and use the platform and learn how to make some money. How about that? Thank you so much, Binomo. Let us continue with the show. Phone lines are ringing. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Sorry. This is the asking for
us. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. This is Lagos Talks 91.3. Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from? Oh, I think she got the wrong number there. Yeah. Sounded like something hospital. Yeah. Wrong doctors. Hello, good morning.
I caught you. Wrong number.
I know, right? Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Muyiwa on the line.
Muyiwa, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. And you?
Not bad, not bad at all. So do you have a question for the money man?
Not really a question, but I think I want to add a tweak to what Ibu just said now about Binomo.
Yeah. Okay.
I went to the site and I noticed that there are a lot of resources that needed to be explored on the site. Many resources that needed to be explored. And the questions they are giving out is just too linear.
I know, right? But we have
to do justice. If you want to do justice to that gift,
yeah.
Anybody that wants to win the gift, let the person go to the site. Explore the site. Tell us what you have seen on the site. Because I went there and, I was thrown off my feet when I opened the site. I didn't even know where to start from. I was just clicking this, clicking that. Where do I start from, you know? So let people go there and explore the site.
Oh, yeah. But
it's
also...
It's a money-making venture.
Yes.
It's more like, I want you to make money. So just go there, do something there. You win the gift and you call it make money.
Have you made money from it? Have you?
No, I have not.
You're still learning.
I said I opened the site.
Yeah.
And I was thrown off my feet. I was just going up and down.
But here's a tip, where you are.
Without doing the training. Doing the training, looking at the videos, sitting down and looking at the analytics and all those stuff.
Yeah.
You can't just dive in and just...
No, you can't. But that's why they've advised you to go to binomo.radio and watch videos on how to start up.
Exactly. But the videos there are not that much. I think...
Okay. We'll forward that message to Binomo and hopefully they'll get back to you on that. All right?
Yes. Hey, wait, check this out. Why don't you come to the studio next week? Nice having you all. Yeah. Why don't you come next week to the studio?
Come and join us on the questions. How about that?
Okay. No problem.
Fantastic. So we'll see you next week, Muyiwa. Thank you so much for calling, all right?
You're welcome.
All right. Cheers. Nice one. Right. Back to the questions. Yes. Right. Let's look at this question. I don't see a name either. Please send in your names. We'd like to know, you know, who's asking these questions. This one says, good afternoon, guys. Please, I need help with treasury bills. I understand that one knows what they with the secondary markets. I don't really get that. But is there an advantage in the primary markets? Oh, yeah. I think he says he understands the secondary market, but is there an advantage in going to the primary markets or starting from there?
Yeah, so the advantage is that when you're buying a primary market, you're buying at the official rate.
Okay. Yeah.
And so you're not exposed to the yield and
or changes
and value
in,
yeah,
okay.
Interplay.
Okay.
So usually when a lot of people want to buy treasury bills, the yields go down.
Oh.
So what that means is that if you're buying a secondary market, you're probably buying at a lower interest rate compared to the next guy.
Okay.
Or to somebody who's probably bought in the primary market. So when you buy in the primary market, you're really buying at the primary rate. That's the rate that the government is actually
optimum
getting
rate,
straight
the
up.
Highest possible rate
at that time.
Okay.
So that's really... But then it could also turn the other way around as well. So if you're buying at a period where... maybe a lot of people are fleeing treasury bills or something else, then yields, the value go down and the yields go up. Because they have an inverse relationship, right? So, and then it can be better to buy in the secondary market, okay?
But the advantage of secondary market too is that you don't have to have that 50 million or whatever. So whatever amount you have, you can actually
at least acquire and start there. Yeah, so each of them have their own advantage and disadvantage. Mm-hmm, so with the primary market, you're getting the highest yield, but you have to buy in bulk.
Yeah,
with the secondary market, it is possible to get high yields, but most times it's for people who have lower amounts.
No, primary market, you have to buy in bulk.
Bulk, like,
primary market says you need 50 million and above.
Yeah, bulk,
okay. Secondary market, whatever, 100K, 200K.
Then you can
just buy in. Yeah.
Okay,
you can buy
it. That's
just the...
Yep, I hope that explains it. Yes, another question here, although I see the phone lines ringing. Let's go there. Hello, good morning. Hello,
good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Ola. I'm calling from Lekki.
Ola from Lekki. Do you have a question for the money man this morning, or do you want to talk about proposals?
Yes, I have a question for him.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, out of finding about the fundamental analysis of Lafarge what's called the stock. I don't know if you can give me an update. You know what's wrong with the stock.
Okay, what's wrong with the stock?
Fundamental analysis.
Does that be something?
Just a little bit of it though. So Lafarge had a very rough patch.
All right, listen up, okay.
They've had a rough patch over the last couple of years.
Okay.
They seem to picked up towards the end of last year. So their annual report was much better than it was 2016.
Okay.
I think first quarter this year as well, they've sort of done a bit better.
Okay.
But they're going through a rough patch. They've changed their CEOs a few times.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a very competitive market they're in. And you know when you compete with Alagi.
It's not easy at all.
So they're competing with Alagi. So it's really tough for them.
Yeah.
And then they're also having a lot of their overseas market is not doing well, like in Southern Africa and all that. So they're relying a lot on Nigeria to actually push. Lafarge has brought in a lot of innovation in terms of their cement making and all, but it's been very, very, very difficult for them. So if you want to buy Lafarge, I want to say personally, I would wait. I think they're really going through some kind of transformation now. And it's likely that share price might still drop a little bit more. So you want to be very careful. Yeah. Visit www.nairametrics.com. I think we've had a lot of coverage on Lafarge already on that site. And then, you can hit me up on Twitter and then we can talk from there.
And in fact, tell them how they can reach you directly. How about that?
All right, Lagos. So, of course, if you want to, get to Nairametrics. If you've got questions that we can take on the show, just go to Twitter at Nairametrics, Facebook at Nairametrics, LinkedIn at Nairametrics, WhatsApp at Nairametrics. Yeah, so we've got a WhatsApp number. We don't do proposals, Sadiq. And of course, you can visit www.nairametrics.com. Number one place for anything investing. Okay.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. The Sports Zone will be coming up right after this.
Ooh, these kids, I haven't even started dinner.
Hey, it's Banky. Tell me, how do you do?
Ah, you know, Banky. Same old.
You know that's no good. Go and get your bag so you can fly to Dubai.
What about